Meanwhile, oil prices edged just slightly higher today after OPEC vowed to buy by its quotas, but decided not to take the more dramatic step of slashing production targets. Prices rose by more than a dollar after the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries meeting ended in pre-dawn hours in Vienna, Austria. The price of oil has gone down due to a global economic slump, which has reduced its demand. James Lussier is managing director of Capital Alpha Partners in Washington, D.C. He says in the near future, there will be less reliance on oil.
I think that we're in the middle of a long process which will involve switching away from oil as a transportation fuel. Oil is a very dense source of energy from liquid hydrocarbons. It's almost ideally suited for transportation. But frankly, if you look at the economics of it, electricity is a much better way to run cars now. The cost of running a car on electricity would be literally one U.S. cent or so per kilometer, as opposed to 5 or 10 U.S. cents per kilometer. And the cost would be similar in Europe, too. That probably in the relatively near future, the high price of oil and the environmental consequences of using too much oil will lead us to do things such as develop fleets of electric cars, develop more hybrid cars, and also begin a more aggressive program to convert heavy vehicles such as trucks or buses or commercial delivery fleets to natural gas as opposed to oil. So one of the things the oil-producing countries are worried about is the fact that there will be some change in the margin.